As reported on this station today, an emotional President Obama signed a series of executive orders today aimed at curbing gun violence in America. The order expands background checks and closes the so-called gun show loophole. Joining me now is Shira Goodman. She's executive director of Ceasefire PA, and she was at the White House during today's signing. Shira, what was the mood in the room when the president signed these orders?
The speech got a lot of applause, but it was also very emotional. The president was introduced by Mark Barden, who lost his son at Sandy Hook. So I think it was very emotional, and I think there was a lot of excitement that something was happening, that the president was using his authority to move the ball forward.
This is a federal mandate, but of course state laws can be more stringent than the federal government. What effect would these laws have in Pennsylvania?
So in Pennsylvania right now, anytime you go to a federally licensed dealer, just like anywhere in the nation, you have to get a background check for whatever you buy. And also under Pennsylvania law, any private sale of a handgun requires a background check. The loophole that we have isn't so much a gun show loophole as it is a private sale loophole for the sale of long guns, rifles, shotguns, the semi-automatic rifles that are often used in mass shootings. You can buy those long guns in a private sale without a background check, and that's whether it's, you know, in a parking lot or at a yard sale or at a gun show by a private seller. So that loophole still exists. What the president's order does is refine the definition of who is engaged in the business of dealing guns. So for the high-volume private sellers, people who are really selling a lot of guns, they are now going to be forced to become licensed dealers and fall under the regulation of the ATF and perform background checks. But for the occasional seller, the person who's really selling a gun here or there from their personal collection, that's still going to be allowed to proceed without a background check. So we don't know exactly how much of the private sale of long guns in Pennsylvania this order will affect.
Well, the last decade or so has been marked by mass shootings that the president has referred to frequently during his calls for legislation on gun control. Do you think, given that long gun loophole still exists, these measures can have an impact at reducing the incidence of mass shootings?
I think that any time you make it harder for people who are intent on doing harm to get those weapons, you can make things safer. We just should not have avenues where people who want to avoid background checks can avoid background checks, because the law-abiding people who should be able to exercise their right to bear arms or to hunt or to engage in the shooting sports, they're going to pass their background check and they're going to be able to buy what they want and do it quickly. And with the improvements announced today in terms of funding and staffing, the background check system should be even more efficient and even more effective.
When we had you on the show last year, Ceasefire PA was pressing back against a law that made it possible for independent groups like the NRA to bring lawsuits against municipalities without having standing, so they could challenge local gun laws even though they weren't directly impacted by them. And that law was struck down in June. What's the state of local gun laws right now in Pennsylvania? Can they be challenged still after this law was struck down?
Well, a lot of municipalities, once that law was enacted in anticipation of it going into effect, getting threatening letters from some of the gun lobby lawyers, started to rescind their local ordinances, started to change their ordinances into resolutions calling on Harrisburg to act. So at the moment, that law is not in effect. And the lawsuits that were pending, most of them are being held in abeyance until that lawsuit is finally settled. Surprisingly, the state defendants, the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader, appealed the unanimous decision of the Commonwealth Court, and that Act 192 challenge is going up to the Supreme Court. So I think that there are municipalities that would like to be able to do more. They want to be able to act legally, but they also want to be able to take steps that they think will keep their community safer. And Harrisburg has hamstrung them. We're just glad that law was struck down, and we're confident that the Supreme Court will affirm what the Commonwealth Court did.
Shira Goodman is executive director of Ceasefire PA. She's speaking with me from Washington, D.C. Shira, thanks so much.
Thank you.